811 New Yorkers were polled for the survey. They were asked to think about the future of young people in their neighborhood and answer questions as to how likely they thought a series of 8 different life events might turn out. Siena Research Institute Director Don Levy.
This is the type of survey where people are asked to predict, to describe their sense of what life is like for young people in their neighborhood, what chances they have in life.
Are young people in New York likely to graduate high school? And of those who do, what percentage see a college diploma in their future?
Overwhelmingly, New Yorkers, 80%, think it's very likely that young people, a typical young person in a neighborhood, will graduate from high school. But that number drops to only 53% when we ask about graduating college.
How about getting a job?
There we find that only 39% of respondents think it's very likely or almost certain that a typical young person in their neighborhood will get a job with opportunities for advancement.
The poll takes a more sobering tone in taking a look at 3 potentially negative life chances or events.
How likely is it that you'll have an incarcerated family member? There we find that overall 23%, nearly a quarter of New Yorkers, think that a typical young person in their neighborhood will have an incarcerated family member. Huge difference between white respondents and respondents of color, those that identify as being African American or Hispanic. Among African Americans and Hispanics, 39% think that a typical young person in a neighborhood will have an incarcerated family member, only 13% amongst white respondents. Drugs and alcohol, this one really jumps off the page. 38% of all respondents think it's very likely or almost certain that a typical young person in the neighborhood will abuse drugs or alcohol. 38% overall, 34%, over a third of white respondents, 51%, half of respondents that identify as being African American or Hispanic, think that drug or alcohol abuse is at least very likely, if not almost certain, for typical young people in the neighborhood. And finally, be in a gang. 14%, about 1 out of 7 New Yorkers, think that a typical young person in a neighborhood is very likely or almost certain to be in a gang. Again, that number goes up by almost 5 times between white respondents and respondents that are African American or Hispanic. White respondents, 7%. African American and Hispanic respondents, 33%, think it very likely or almost certain that a young person from their neighborhood will be in a gang.
Jasmine Gripper is the statewide education advocate for the Alliance for Quality Education.
The Siena College survey demonstrates the need to support a positive school climate for our students. The state needs to step up and provide adequate resources to our schools to fund programs like AP courses, science labs, sports, music, and art, all of which help students feel better prepared for college and success in life. Even though the implementation of Common Core was an attempt at advancing college and career readiness, this effort was sabotaged by the botched rollout and many of Governor Cuomo's cuts to education. The drastic increases in tuition costs are also cutting off access to higher education opportunities. New York State needs to ensure that all students, regardless of race, class, and zip code, have access to a high-quality learning experience from birth to college.
The poll was conducted June 1 through 28 via landline and cellular phone calls. Respondent sampling was initiated by asking for the youngest male in the household. It has an overall margin of error of 3.4 percentage points. The Cuomo administration did not immediately provide a comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.